Hey, this is Dave Herrera from thetrustedear.com with your Colorado Playlist Scene Report. This week we learn another great Denver band is going the way of the Dodo. The Jekylls, which started out as an offshoot of the Hollyfelds, are parting ways. The split is completely amicable though, according to Aaron DeSummer, who fronts the act. The outfit's last show is slated for Friday, November 4th at Three Kings Tavern. DeSummer and the rest of the Jekylls, her husband Keith and Tony and Graham from the Railbenders, will all continue to make music on their own and with their other bands. Pandas and People, meanwhile, is a band that's marching forward with some healthy momentum. Right now, the Fort Collins-based band is in Nashville working with producer Zach Malloy of the Nixons fame, writing songs and doing pre-production for its next album, which the act is planning to record at the Blasting Room with Andrew Berlin. The record will feature new material along with four songs from the act's 2013 EP and will be released next spring. Finally, Doug Groovy Newville, the purple-bearded metal media maven, say that 10 times fast, holds a new distinction. In addition to holding the Guinness World Record for the most consecutive band interviews, he now has a beer named after him. Well, or his beard rather. A few weeks ago, Black Sky Brewery issued the first batch of purple beer, and already the brewery on 4th and Santa Fe has drained all of the draft it had in stock, some 55 gallons, and only has bottles left. You can read about that and much more, including news, reviews, and features at thetrustedear.com. I'm Dave Herrera, and this has been your Colorado Playlist Scene Report for this week.